Audio track 6. A preserved reserve. Location 6. Trap Grounds local wildlife site.
Just before the new bridge, on your left, you will see the entrance to a haven for wildlife called the Trap Grounds. From here, there is a track, now known as Frog Lane, which dates back to medieval times or even earlier. Then it was known as Wycroft Lane and led to a 3-acre property near Port Meadow, which included Wyke Meadow. Later, the lane became known as My Lady's Way, probably a reference to the abbesses of Godstow, who owned much of this land for several hundred years. Frog Lane leads due west along the northern edge of the Trap Grounds reed bed, designated as a local wildlife site. This is Oxford's only known breeding site for the water rail, an elusive aquatic bird, and it is also host to the largest colony of breeding reed warblers in the city, and the county's only recorded population of the spider Nesticus cellulanus. There is also a rare colony of lizards, and grass snakes, glowworms, and slowworms. Foxes saunter along Frog Lane in broad daylight, and munch jack deer may be glimpsed here in the twilight of summer evenings. Overhead in the big willows, tree creepers and woodpeckers make their nests in spring. An area of woodland and scrubland beyond the reedbed was saved from development in 2006 when a long campaign to register the site as a town green ended in success in the House of Lords. The name Trap Grounds has been in use since at least 1781, when Jackson's Oxford Journal announced the auction of a leasehold estate in the parish of Wolvercott called the Trap Grounds. The name once referred to a much more extensive area on the east side of Port Meadow, and it may get its name from a corruption of the term extraparochial, denoting exemption from the payment of church tithes. Or perhaps the name records the practice of trapping fish and eels in channels when the river flooded across the meadow. We shall probably never know.
Directions 8. As we continue north, passing under another new road bridge, number 238B, carrying Elizabeth Jennings Way, we reach a wooden lift bridge, number 238. As mentioned, this type of hand-operated bridge is a distinctive feature of the Oxford Canal. It was less expensive than a stone or brick bridge, and because money was running low and economies were needed as the canal neared completion, the canal company chose to build several bridges in this style on the approach to Oxford. Continue past the line of residential boats as far as the point where the canal narrows to reveal the location of another former agricultural lift bridge.